Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Many of us have this fascinating novel just rolling around in our heads. The hard part is getting it down on paper. And after you finally do that, then the real work begins. Writing is a way for us to respond to the world, and it could be more important now ever than ever before, help us process what's happening in our chaotic lives. Gemini Inc., San Antonio's Independent Literary Arts Center, will explore the role of writing as a catalyst for change in the 21st century. They have a conference that's coming up. It will take place from July 20th through July 22nd at the El Tropicana Riverwalk Hotel. We're joined this afternoon by Alexandra Vandekamp. She's interim executive director of Gemini Inc. and the director of the 2018 Writers Conference. Amanda Iretta Good is the development director for Gemini Inc. and Anel Flores is a featured writer at the conference, also a community activist, educator, and artist. And it's great to have you here this afternoon. It's wonderful to have you. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you
for having us.
Great to be here.
Alexandra, tell me about what's happening. You're taking over Gemini Inc. and this is a huge pillar of our artistic community in San Antonio, and we're all excited and we've got this conference coming up. So tell me what's happening.
Well, this is the third year we've done the Writers Conference. And believe it or not, the wonderful Sheila Block, when I was working with her 3 years ago, we're like, we need to do something for the summer, so let's do something small and streamlined. Well, it didn't end up turning out like that. We came up with the idea of a kind of a 3-4-day conference at a downtown hotel. We had done kind of mini half-day conferences at Gemini Inc., so we kind of just unpacked it over 3 days. And immediately there was interest. So each year we do it around a theme. The first year was the state of the book. The second year was writing for change. And this summer, it's writing the new century. And each year, it's grown. And it's 3 days of panels, workshops with 5 or 6 featured authors, one of which is Anel Flores. We have a lot of free programming with readings from the authors. There's a small press book fair. So this little, it's like the little engine that could. It became kind of quite a vigorous 3-day event. And we feel like we're filling a little bit of a gap in the Southwest, South Texas region with this kind of small but vibrant conference that brings a lot of local talent together from all parts of the state, but also writers from other parts of the country.
One of the amazing things that Gemini Inc. does, just one of them, is to help foster local talent, encourage people to write their own story, write what's driving them, poetry, fiction, nonfiction. And it's great to have this resource where you also can make connections with them. You provide the center of a network, and also you help them realize how they can take their work further. And can you talk a little bit about that? And I want to open up our phone lines, numbers 210-614-8980. If you want to get into the writing world, this would be the first place that you'd want to start. And so if you've got a question or a comment about writing, about getting an agent, about getting publishing, about finding a way to get your book out there, marketing, these are the experts to talk to. So give us a call, 210-614-8980. So Alexandra, can you talk a little bit more, and I'll go down through the panel to get more reaction about having a resource like Gemini Inc. in San Antonio?
We are special. We were founded by Nan Cuba over 25 years ago. So this is actually our 25th year anniversary, believe it or not. I think it's great because it does very ambitious literary things. We actually had Margaret Atwood come last March, and we've had stellar authors from all over the country. But then it's also never lost this feeling of being a real literary home for the city. So we're right across from the central branch of the public library now on Navarro Street. Anyone can come by. So writers are dropping by all the time. We also have writing workshops that are free, and we have fair cost writing workshops. So the idea is high class, really vibrant, diverse programming, but accessible and also unexpected. Like, you never know what we're going to next offer. And I kind of like that about it.
So Amanda, tell me more about how people who have the inkling to get that writing done and how Gemini Inc. can help them.
I really think we're a comprehensive center for everyone. I love that, we like to say from 5 to 95, writers of all ages and levels are welcome. So whether you're, you know, just starting to get the bug, want to put some thoughts down and not sure where to start, you can come in. As Alexandra mentioned, we've got free writing workshops, but we also have open mic nights where you can come and kind of check out local talent. If you get the courage, you can go up there and read something you've just written. And then we've got, you know, pretty advanced writers that are coming by and using our co-writing space, just bouncing questions off of everyone there, connecting with each other. And I think that's what's great about this conference is it really allows an opportunity for anyone at any level to come by. We've got volunteer opportunities, day passes. You can come just kind of sample some of the free panels and hear what others are saying. Or you can, you know, pay for the full ride and kind of network, connect with others, share stories, and go from there.
What is this co-writing space? What's that like?
We are just starting it out. We're still working on it, but we're creating a space where folks can come by, work on their craft. So maybe you work from home, you're not being very successful there, you need to get a different perspective.
So many distractions.
Yeah, there's so many. There really are. So you can come by. We've got some office space there. We've got some desks, lamps, you know, water, plenty of coffee for you. And you can come by and just brainstorm, write out, and get some feedback maybe.
And so this is something that you would pay some fee to use. How does that work?
Yeah, Alexandra, can you tell us a little bit more about
it? It's going to kind of amplify what we offer to our members. So we have a member rate. It's $35 a year. So we'd probably just bump up a little extra cost for that to have access to the co-writing space, but very reasonable. We want people to use it. We're kind of, the prior trust funded us being able to put this together. So we've turned into interior designers. We painted the walls turquoise. We're picking out rugs. But it's this kind of cozy space. There's about four desks, but they're nice. They're ready for their laptops, and they're ready for people to come and use them.
And you can put up a little sign saying, I'm writing. Don't come tell me about your cats. I'm writing.
And we got an extra new coffee pot just for that room.
So Anel, tell me your experience with Gemini Inc. How has it empowered you?
Well, I don't know how many years ago, but maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I did my first workshop there called Painting Down the Words. So, you know,
you were
Amanda,
a student or you were teaching?
I was teaching.
Okay.
I was actually teaching that workshop. I don't know how many years, but Amanda's right. I mean, they offer so many different workshops, and I'm a visual artist and writer. I'm a storyteller, so author and artist. And that workshop was excellent because I taught people how to paint and write stories from that vein. So I started then, been attending workshops, free readings, and now, you know, very happy to be part of this conference. And part of the community. Gemini Inc. has been reaching out to folks for a long time. They've been doing a lot of work, starting with Nan. Nan is an amazing human being, still doing work with our community. And I love to give back to Gemini Inc. I want to be part of Gemini Inc. until, you know, I can't anymore if I still live here. And I'm really excited. They're bringing in wonderful people. They're opening doors to new opportunities. I think this conference is showing San Antonio that they're diversifying their panels or diversifying their audience. They want to bring more people in and talk about the issues that writing does bring up, for sure.
Talk about the community of Gemini Inc. A lot of people, they may have heard about it, but they're, you know, people are basically kind of shy. You know, they're afraid mm-hmm. to walk and take in that first step. How do we communicate to them that this is a welcoming community?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I always believe in just word of mouth, talking to your friends, inviting people over. But Gemini Inc. is doing a really good job at their marketing right now. I mean, I see it more and more. I think just telling more people about it, radio shows like this, and writing about it, how ironic, but writing about Gemini Inc., telling the story of these spaces, and continuing to really open up those doors. This is the first I've heard of that co-writing space, and I'm like signing up today because, yes, I work from home. It's hard to write alone.
Or in coffee shops.
Yeah, I just came from a coffee shop where I was freezing. So now I'm going to be happy to go to this space and write and be in community with others and share energy and write for sure. I'm definitely joining a co-writing space.
And so the title for the conference or the theme is Writing for the 21st Century. And Alexander, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's called Writing in the New Century, and I think on purpose, writing is a verb here. Mm. So it's all that writing can do. We are still in a quote-unquote new century. It's less than 20 years old. A lot's going on. And I think writing is sort of, it can be a really responsive tool for witnessing the change that's happening around you. And I love the idea of our conference because it's kind of a three-day conversation. And in this case, it's how are we writing this new century? And we have a whole array of panels from writers from all over the country commenting on things like how video games are narratives to ekphrastic poetry for Latina poets. And the panels are great because it's everyone else's point of view feeding into this conversation. We're not controlling the conversation, which is, I think, one of my favorite parts of it. Yeah. And so writing, you know, is a great tool for bringing up questions that maybe we would not have otherwise thought of. I think it forces us to be quiet and kind of pull back. And I think we need some pulling back now to really take in what's going on and try to not add to the noise, but sort of bring up possibilities for ways writers can be commenting, reacting, and shaping what's happening now. And writers have always done that. And so we're just happy to talk about it with connection to this century.
And how can a writing center help find readers for writers? I mean, are you really a writer if you don't have readers? And Amanda, how can you help people find that connection so that the book they're writing can find an audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I love about writing and reading is it's such an intimate conversation between the writer and the reader, but also a way to build bridges in community. And one of the things that I love we do is host writers. We've got those open mics and poetry slams, free readings and author conversations. And I know, as Anel mentioned, our marketing director, Anissa Onofre, is working really hard to get the word out there. Mm-hmm. We've got so many free programs where we can really connect one-on-one writers of a national level, you know, really acclaimed writers, but also our local community writers, everything from high school students to wonderful artists like Anel, who are, you know, working so many different aspects of the community.
And so, Anel, what do you recommend to people to find an audience?
Definitely joining communities, definitely talking, you know, with Gemini Inc., I've met so many different authors, and we've been able, I mean, just this weekend, I met an author in a writing group. We were just meeting to write together, and she said, hey, I need to get someone to read my poetry. I said, oh, well, I can't do it, but here's two names of two people. So in order to get involved, I mean, we just have to continue to be proactive, talk to each other, have those conversations, and reach out, and know that Gemini Inc. is an open place, and they'll answer questions for you.
Do you enjoy writing? Why writing is important in this day and age? Who are some of the writers that have helped shape your social and political consciousness? Our phone lines are open. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. Talk about where you want to go with writing. What does writing success look like for you? 210-614-8980, and how Gemini Inc. can play a role in taking you there. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. With me, we've got Gemini Inc. in the house. We're talking about writing for a new century. There is a writing conference being held here in San Antonio. That'll be July 20th through the 22nd at the El Tropicano Riverwalk Hotel. Alexander Van de Kamp is the interim executive director of Gemini Inc. And as we talk about San Antonio's literary world, we really have to kind of look at the fact that we had a local publishing house, Wings Press, and due to circumstances, it is closed down and is no longer there. And what does that mean? Was that a loss for our local writing community? And do we have to have some sort of response?
Well, it is a loss. I mean, Wings Press has quite a roster of amazing writers, local and from other parts of the country. And I think as a community, one thing I really value about this San Antonio writing community, it's very warm, it's very collaborative, and I think it's a time to come together and maybe create new opportunities for writers in our city.
Absolutely.
I mean, so the number is 210-614-8980 if you want to join our conversation as we talk about San Antonio's literary landscape. Let me go over to Anel Flores. You wanted to add to that.
Yeah, you know, it's not a secret. If we want to write into the new century, if we want to talk into the new century, we have to talk about what's happening. And mm-hmm. a large number of writers have been affected by this closure of Wings Press. Women are coming together to organize. I think that other organizations like Gemini Inc., or maybe even the library or the city, maybe we should have another publishing company. Maybe they should take over these writers. Maybe we should figure out how to come together. But we have to talk about the issues. It's not a secret that women receive the the least publishing dollars. It's not a secret that women of color are receiving the least publishing dollars. We have to make sure that we bridge that gap. Wings Press was one of those bridges. It was very destructive for the women that were published with Wings Press, and we need to rebuild. Women want to rebuild, and we have to be active and talk about what's really happening and how women are being affected and triggered by this, by these kinds of actions and institutions.
We do have another local publishing outlet, and that's Trinity University Press. And is that someplace that you are looking to maybe as someplace that could maybe fill in the void from the loss of Wings Press?
People are talking about that, but I know Trinity has they have a very specific type of publication. I think it's more of like historical and...
Well, we're actually collaborating with Trinity University Press now in a series called the Words Matter series, and we do readings with them, mm-hmm. and we're kind of bringing in some authors with them. They bring in some great writers. I think that's a conversation we could have. Once again, I think this is a good time to have a kind of inclusive, good healing conversation about this.
I mean, there needs to be a community discussion about Wings Press and what happened and now it's gone and how are we going to respond to that? Because, I mean, there is some grieving that has to go on and some self-examination about that implosion. I would love to hear what, Amanda, what you have to say about that.
You know, just really seconding what Anel said, Wings Press was phenomenal for supporting local writers and women writers and women of color. And I think it is important that we have a community conversation led by the community, this community of writers and amazing artists, and figure out how we're going to move forward and how we're going to support each other and find another avenue. Because, like you said, that implosion left a really big gap, and we can't leave it that way.
And we're doing, can I just quickly chime
in?
It's been very much on our minds what's happened. With Wings Press and obviously all the events connected to it. And I think one thing, way Gemini Inc. is responding to this is through programming. So we've actually been talking to local artists like Vocab, Rooster Martinez, about doing certain workshops in the fall about writing from trauma through empowerment. Mm-hmm. We have a great writing lab that's going to start in the fall that's all about writing through silences, because there's a lot of silences people suffer from. And unfortunately, you know, with the Me Too movement, we're finding out about a lot of silences women have really suffered. So it's difficult, difficult stuff, but I think we're ready to, like, be open and really hear people and create spaces for good conversation about it and programming to come out of it, not just talk. Mm-hmm.
But when we think about the material that is being written and the material that people are I think, hunger for, and then we think about the narrative that we have with the loss of Wings Press, I think it all kind of folds in together, that there's a meta-ness to the whole thing. Yeah, that happened, but that happened because of where we are right now. And this is what people, I think, should be writing about. Mm-hmm. I mean, Anel?
Absolutely. I mean, we, you know, I want to second what Alexandra said. We are writing from silences. You know, we are our writer. I can speak from people of color, for myself as a person of color, as a queer woman of color. I'm writing from those silences. I'm not my own only, but those that have been left out of literature. There is an absence of POC writing. There's an absence of queer writing and stories, history, not only history, but of today. So we need to be writing what is happening exactly today, or else they're going to be looking at 2018 saying, oh, everyone in 2018 was writing about the 70s. No, we need to write about what's happening in 2018 now so that we can make sure we're documenting our history through literature.
And wow, and what a world to be writing about. Right. We're dealing with immigration issues, mm-hmm. family separation. We have protests in the street. We have concerns about our leadership and a divided country, a stratification of society, economic segregation. Where would you begin to start writing about all of this stuff? And now?
Well, I mean, last night I have an example. I was all over the streets, and then at around 7:30, I was like, oh, there's an event at the Pride Center, and I really wanted to go and support my LGBT community. And I was just spent from a really traumatic day of thinking about separation, doing some donations, you know, with what's going on right now and family reunification. And I was like sad. And I showed up at the Pride Center going, okay, I just want to be here for my queer community. And then I saw this great, you know, family of people that I'd never met, but they're my new family, right? New queer family. And at the end of the circle, I just was like, you know, I told them I was just not wanting to be here, but you've reinvigorated me by planning this event. So for me, you know, I'm happy that we're all planning different events in different communities. You talked about separation. I was dealing with that yesterday, and immigration and borders. And there's also queer issues. If we can all come together, women's issues, queer issues, children's issues, if we can all realize that they are all, we all, it's all about being without a voice, without maybe the money or the voice or the representation. We all have to do that work together, mm-hmm. and we have to be able to interchange all issues.
And so and you're teaching hope. Like a workshop on that, right?
I am teaching a workshop on writing from like traumatic experience, from secrets, from stories that are untold. I'm teaching a workshop on that exact topic and from what's happening today.
Mm-hmm. And that seems like it's ready to go. It's loaded.
Yeah. It's loaded.
Yeah. So tell me more about Alexander Vandekamp, about what people can expect to find at this conference.
Well, what's exciting about the conference is we have workshops like Anel's, and we have, for example, Norma Cantu is teaching a wonderful workshop that's actually open genre. So it can be poetry, prose, either fiction or nonfiction, and it's all about the writer as witness and healer. And then we have the wonderful Martina Spada, who's actually teaching a class on writing poetry of political satire in the age of Trump. And it's obviously a class addressing some of these concerns now, but he also brings in the idea that anger and subversiveness can take many forms, some of it's humor. So I'm excited about that. And then I think there's just an amazing array of panels. So you can we have over 40 panels. They're like conversations you can kind of drop in on and float from one to the other. And we have everything from like healing through the written word to things like articulating the role of women in the defense of the United States. So that's another panel that's kind of bringing up points of view we don't always hear enough from. So I think what's going to happen with the conference is it's going to be all different kinds of points of view. And it's a diverse, we're proud and kind of really excited about the diversity. We have writers coming from all over the state and other parts of the country. And they're each kind of lending their voice to this. And there's a lot of different angles to take right now. It is an overwhelming time. But what's exciting is writers are taking it on, and we're seeing that in the wide array of panels that's happening at the conference.
So if a writer is listening and they're thinking, I want to get involved in here, I really want my story to be told, there's so many ways of doing it, but you need help to figure it all out. You need mentors. Is Gemini Inc. a place a young writer could turn to help solve, like, what next type questions?
Sure. I mean, I think all of our programming is based on this idea of, like, if you take a workshop, there's kind of a mentor-mentee understanding there where the participant in that workshop is, you know, they're going to be given as many strategies as they can to kind of take those first steps, get down on the page, whatever they can. I think I mean, I'm a practicing poet, but I've learned a lot about, like, there's no excuse not to write. And that's not in, like, what, you know, in a wagging finger kind of a way, but there's so many different strategies and fun things to get yourself just starting to write. Even anything on the page can get you over some of those barriers, and we all have them in different ways. So actually, I've been very empowered by seeing all the different writers come into our center and show so many different ways of entering the writing life. And there is not one way to be a writer. Mm-hmm. And I've also learned, like, even meeting the most established author, I think every time someone hits that white page, there's actually incredible common ground with some of the trepidation that comes with it. Mm-hmm. And I think experienced writers just learn their process more, and they kind of learn ways to help themselves get through that. But no one's without it. Mm-hmm. You know, writing's a courageous act. You're kind of putting yourself out there. And so I think that, and we also have a mentorship program, believe it or not, where we have an experienced author. We had Barbara Ross do a poetry mentorship last year, and she had two mentees, Elizabeth White and Zoe Faye Stint, and they're going to be reading kind of a celebratory reading at our conference. So we're celebrating the productivity and the fun that happens with mentorships. And if it's a good mentorship, the mentor's learning from the mentees too. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a two-way street.
All right, so the conference title is Writing for the New Century. Conference takes place July 20th through the 22nd at El Tropicana Riverwalk Hotel. You can find more about all this at Gemini's website, and that is?
www.geminiinc.org.
And I want to thank our guest, Alexandra van de Kamp, Interim Executive Director of Gemini Inc., Director of the 2018 Writers Conference. Amanda Iretta Good is the Development Director for Gemini Inc., and Anel Flores is a featured writer at the conference, also a community activist, educator, and artist. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.